This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Hollywood Casino is our title sponsor. I think Chuck Marlowe is going to be out there this week. Dave Matthews having a big concert out there. Chuck's going to go out with some buddies. Great place to you get a room, stay overnight, have some great food, the all-you-can-eat buffet, Final Cut Steakhouse, 99 Hops House. Really a fun place to hang out. We appreciate them being one of our great sponsors. Brian, how about this? For the first time in NBA conference final history, we're going to have two sets of brothers going head-to-head, Steph Curry and Seth Curry. Now, there was, let's see, did the Gasols play against each other? And anyway, the Gasols did. The Grizzlies and the Spurs did play in a first round. This will be the first time in a conference final. If I'm Del Curry and his lovely bride, who, by the way, is a youthful-looking young lady, I would definitely be rooting for Seth. I mean, Steph's had enough. You know, if you have one kid that's got all that money and all those championships and all those MVPs, wouldn't you like to see your other son maybe be a part of a championship?
Yeah, I wouldn't get your hopes up that that's going to happen, though.
No.
And I can guarantee you ESPN and the NBA will not, you know, drown us out with the Curry brothers head-to-head.
Oh, yeah.
We'll hear that every minute of every game.
Now, it's interesting because Seth is actually shooting better than Steph in the NBA playoffs so far. But, you know, he's a 16-minute-a-game guy. He'll score 6 or 7 points. He's not a great player, but he can shoot it, no doubt about it. All right. What else there, Brian? Let's see.
Joe's Pizza in Edwardsville is true Sicilian-style pizza. Stuffed crust with extra sauce is amazing.
All right.
Plowboy, play some Deuce South City Hits or some Glenn Miller Orchestra to get us in the mood for tonight's game, rather, from 314.
I'm afraid to jinx it if I play any blues-themed music. We've gotten texts in the past that have not been
positive.
Play
Gloria? I thought we've played Gloria on game days. And
yeah, we have.
But, let's see, who told me? Gosh, Josh was somewhere where they were playing Gloria. It's just that music is just getting so much airtime, it's crazy. Have you heard about this young basketball player? His name is Amone Bates.
Yeah.
He's 15 years old, and he's 6'9", and he has an off-the-charts vertical jump.
So good.
Pat Forty has written an article about him, and they're already calling him. He's the best player of the class of 2022, and some say he's the best prospect since LeBron came out about 20 years before that in 2003. And it's a shame that kid may have to go to college, too. Or maybe by that time the league will be.
You'd hope there's a resolution by then.
Yeah. But he swishes three-pointers. He has these fearless dunks. Can you imagine being that age, that young, and dunking and shooting threes? That's crazy.
And I heard he's going to Illinois.
He's already committed to Illinois? Yeah, sure. I got a text today from a Missouri person saying, would Konzo be a candidate at the University of Michigan? Now, he's coming off a rough season, and he has a good reputation, and he's won games at every location. But I don't know. I don't think so. I think Konzo wants to get his home state or his home region school straightened out first. That doesn't make sense, does it?
And Michigan might be the slightly better program for him back, well, at least for the last 5 to 8 years. But you're talking maybe more of a diagonal move for Konzo, and there's really, you know, there's no point for him. Probably financially it'll be about the same. You're in a better conference. Now, I'll give him that, but that's about it.
I'll say one guy they should look at. I'd tell you the one guy that's interesting is Porter Moser. And, you know, Porter going to St. John's is a stretch because he's never been in that region, doesn't really have the contacts. But
no offense to Porter, would a top team like Michigan in the Big Ten consider? They're thinking about
you
their
just
fan
had
base
one of the
as
most,
well.
You just had one of the most miraculous runs of the decade, and you're a Majerus apostle, and you know the region. Chris Beard from Texas Tech is going to be a candidate.
I'm sure they'll kick the tires on Greg Marshall.
Yeah.
See if he wants to make the jump.
Juwan Howard is a Miami Heat assistant coach.
Oh, maybe that's it.
He doesn't remind me of a coach, but certainly you could talk to recruits. You know, I think that could be a possibility.
That'd oh, that fun. Makes too much sense. Michigan loves Michigan men. Juwan Howard makes too much sense.
Tony Bennett is on this list. I don't think I'd leave Virginia for
the way he's got it going. Great situation.
Yeah. Billy Donovan, you think he's getting tired of coaching the Russell Westbrooks and Paul Georges of the
I'm sure he's probably got more tired of the recruiting trail, and you know, I'm sure he's making a lot more money as well, so I'd stick with the NBA if I was him.
Yeah, there's some big names on this list, including Brad Stevens, Jay Wright. Now, how about this? Rick Pitino.
That won't happen.
Coaching no against way. His son in the Big Ten.
There, yeah, the
PR I think
nightmare.
He'll find work, but I think he's going to have to find work at a more obscure school.
And I don't think I see him at his age. No offense to him, I wouldn't either go to a Division II or a low.
Well, no, not that, but I'm saying like a mid-major, some school that.
I don't even know if a mid-major will give him a chance. I mean, it's just a bad rap, you know, not something.
But why is he the only one that has to pay for this? He's got multiple offenses, so I can't
defend
him. I am
with you on that. I can't deny that.
So that'll be, I think Porter Moser is really interesting. They say the leading candidate are these Michigan assistants, Luke Yaklich and Sadie Washington, who've... I don't know.
You can't go to Michigan without having those guys be brought up in a conversation.
If you're Chris Beard at Texas Tech, I mean, Michigan's got to be a better job.
I think you work your way to a little bit better job. His stock is such on the rise, you would hate to – not saying Michigan's a bad job, but you're talking the blue blood that could open up in a couple years. He's certainly one of those top candidates. I'd sit and wait unless they throw you an astronomical amount of money.
Isn't that wild, too, is Porter, you know, he makes this decision, you know, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to turn down $17 million, I think, at St. John's. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere – the Michigan job opens up, and, you know, you got to rethink everything again.
But you have to take it. I think smart people would understand, okay, St. John's, Michigan, it's night and day difference, and you're trying to better your career. I'm not saying you've done all you can at Loyola, but you have really maxed out all that talent and potential.
You're right. All right, what else there, Brian?
Angelo's in Florissant, old school Italian joint, great pizza.
Have you been to Ferrato's? You guys have been to Ferrato's, right?
I think you've brought it by before. I've never been there, but you've brought it by the station a couple times.
Pretty
good
sausage mushroom pepperoni.
Yeah.
That's from the Angry Cabbie.
8 Blues, 2 Cardinals, 0 NBA, Roberto's in Florissant, says the 314.
Okay. All right. Before we go to break, a quick word about the Bomberito Automotive family. They sell more cars than anybody in the state of Missouri. And they've done that for about 11 straight years. They sell over 30,000 cars a year, 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. They have the right car for you, I promise you. Just go to bomberito.com and go through their extensive inventory of new cars and pre-owned cars. If it's a sports in St. Louis, it's a sporting event, Bomberito's probably somewhat involved. They try to get their hands on everything to help out the St. Louis area. We appreciate them being a part of the program. Martin Kilcoyne when we come back.